Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Wakanda for Trender.
Ooh.
I'm Jack. That is Miles.
Yes.
That short show title, courtesy of you.
Everybody's going to the premiere. I think Joel's going. We heard.
I think Joel went.
Or went.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, that's
premiere,
right. The broke boy screening was today. Or
oh,
is
okay.
Today.
The premiere was last night. And
yeah.
Joel looked great.
Looked like a good time.
Anyways, we're going to be looking at what movies are coming out in November a little later on. But before we get to any of that shit, let's talk about other trends. The New York Post is trending. Have you heard about this publication?
No.
Published in the tabloid style. They got the wacky headlines. That's kind of their thing.
Yeah.
They do punny, wild ass headlines. They're also, they are a Murdoch company for a number of years now. And are racist and horrible, but they were hacked.
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean, it's hard to know, because when you read some of these headlines, they're just as vulgar and embarrassing as the ones that when they say they're not hacked, they're posting. But they posted some wild shit. There was like one that was like AOC must be assassinated, and like talking about the Hunter and Joe Biden too, and fucking racist shit about Eric Adams, like sexual assault thing about like Lee Zeldin, just all kinds of wild fucking headlines that people were like, yo, what the fuck is the New York Post posting? And the wild thing is, they said one of like the stories would actually link off, like it would put like a link in the like the tweet, and then there would be like a real article. I mean, obviously, because it's not real news, but someone wrote out what that article would have been and then uploaded it. So they said, look, a disgruntled employee hacked our shit. And it must be, because if they're fucking with your CMS, like then that usually the hack is coming from inside, but I'm not
coming from inside the house.
CMS content management system.
It feels like if The Onion took over the New York Post, but wasn't written by talented comedy writers.
Exactly. It's if someone got rejected from The Onion to write headlines and then went to their open mic gig, which is this New York Post hack, and you just say fucked up shit, and you're like, that's funny, right?
Like, that's like what the New York Post witty, would say. Right? It's like,
here's
yeah,
some
I mean, they
shit.
Would. Huh? Like, it's huh? it's tough.
I'm sure someone will probably put a post up of like actual New York Post tweets and be like,
right.
I mean,
side by side, which is the hack.
Far off.
See if you can spot the hack.
Yeah.
Meta is trending.
Yeah.
Because, fuck. Oof. It's, you hate to see it, folks.
Yeah.
You hate to see it.
Yes.
Facebook parent at Meta reported third quarter revenue of just $285 million. In its metaverse division, analysts were estimating $406 million, which was already down from $452 million in Q2. So, I don't know.
Mark, stop it, Mark.
They spent $15 billion on it last year?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes. There is a interesting tweet from Pwn, all the things, like talking about putting in that in gaming terms, where it's just sort of like Call of Duty's budget was $200 million, GTA 5 $250 million, and he said, "How do you even spend $15 billion and still have nothing to show for it?" Like, no, like said, you had 150 times the budget of Skyrim. You probably ought to have had better demo footage than fake legs.
Yeah,
which I'm sure all of that was into marketing. I probably had nothing to do with actual development of the technology. Like, that was all probably spent on influence campaigns to,
I mean,
like, normalize
the marketing
it.
Push was real, man. Like,
oh,
the,
yeah.
Yeah. As we talked about on a recent episode, Jordan Poole, fucking Jordan Peele, talking about, like, Nope and the,
oh, yeah, in the meta,
the meta thing and be pretending to be impressed. Like, who knows how much that cost them to try and convince people that this was cool. To quote the movie, Nope, not cool.
Nah,
not very good.
Stop trying to make it happen, you know what I mean? Just, but, or whatever, fucking destroy that evil fucking company with your fever dream of a future where everyone's just mouth open with goggles on and ignoring the world burning around them.
Yeah, I do wonder if this will stop the mainstream media. Like, at this point, the mainstream media has to start to come to terms with the fact that this shit ain't happening. So it'll be interesting to see if they do in fact come to terms with it, or if they're like, Mark Zuckerberg's a maverick, folks.
Right. And Ron DeSantis is our king. And you're like, whoa, okay.
Let's look for calls for Elon Musk to buy Facebook. In the not too distant future.
I mean, that joke is already alight on Twitter.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, bad disease minds think alike.
Think alike.
GOP, not racist.
Yep. Trending. Lindsey Graham has fucking hacked the Matrix, and I'm going to tell you why. Just listen to him talking to big old Hannity with his boy Herschel Walker by his side, telling you, oh, they say the GOP's racist?
Why, Herschel? They're beating all of our guys up, but what is it about this guy? He changes the entire narrative of the left. We're a party of racists, Sean. Me and you are racist.
Yeah.
Yep. The Republican Party's racist.
Oh, my God. He admitted.
Well, what happens when the Republican Party elects and nominates Herschel Walker, an African-American black Heisman Trophy winner, right? Olympian. It destroys the whole narrative. John James, Tim Scott, Herschel Walker, everybody. In
wow, Denver, you named three, motherfucker. Okay, so anyway, you see, if
well, we've seen enough,
if we've been opportunistic enough to parade out a black body, and mind you, someone who is probably not even aware of what the actual thing he is running for entails, then that proves that we're not racist. I mean, if anything, it proves that you're racist and opportunistic.
Right.
But again,
and cynical.
Yeah, no, y'all racist. That's straight up racism. And don't, I mean, again, you look at the people that they love to have on. It seems like people who might not be, you know, critically thinking as much, to put it lightly, and then parading them around on your Fox News channel and be like, you see, guys, they agree. We're right. Not bad.
Exactly.
Damn.
Ugly lazy, times, man. Ugly,
lazy ugly ass times. Fucking logic. But I mean, again, like, racism in and of itself is an absurdity. You know what I mean? Like, to hate another human being based off some other shit is not natural. So I can imagine what that does to your brain over time. And you're like, oh, put this black guy next to me. See?
Right.
As a white man who case sits closed, next right, to a black man.
Yeah.
How can I be racist? Just because all of my policies are almost, they seem like they're specifically designed to disenfranchise people of color. Come on now. Don't look at that. Look at this guy next to me.
Lindsey Graham likes to do the, when he knows he's wrong, just get real angry. I guess because it has worked table. Before. But well,
it's like he's going by the adage of like, when the facts are against you, pound the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
it. Like, okay, fine. Watch this. I'm mad.
He's a okay, good table.
Shut up. And you're racist. Yeah. Move on.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
And we're back, and the runoff between Lula and Bolsonaro is coming on October 30th, and the New York Times is putting it in climate terms, where I think they can be a little bit more unequivocal than usual when it comes to like a leftist politician. They're coming out and straight up saying the future of the planet is at stake, because Bolsonaro kind of makes it easy on them, because he's like literally trying to burn down the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
But It's big election. This is a big one. I know we say that about every election, but
well, I mean, when you consider how, you know, central the rainforest is to so much of our like natural environment, and you're like, it's all in this one place, and this guy who likes to set it on fire, clear cut it to shit for beef space, might be in control of it. Yeah, that's a fucking frightening thought.
Yeah.
To the point where like you could see the absurdity of like other countries be like, we must invade Brazil to preserve the rainforest because this dude is out of his mind.
Right.
But I don't think we're looking at our world as being interconnected like that quite yet. So it's just like, yeah, I don't know. What's he doing down there? Cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, beef futures are up.
There you go. November movies trending because they're coming, baby. The Wakanda Forever premiere was last night. There's other movies coming. That's the big one, though.
That's big. I want to see Weird also.
Yeah, Weird, the Al Yankovic story. So a lot of these movies premiered at Toronto International Film Festival. And so we have like pretty good reads on like what the Metacritic score is going to be. The Weird Al Yankovic story is 75 on Metacritic.
Is it true that like the entire script has no basis in his actual lived life? Or was that like a tweet that I read?
Is that real?
I read that and I was like, I like that. And I don't care if that's real or not.
Yeah. I think the trailer has him like busting into a like A&R exec's room and being like, check this out. And playing the, what's it called? What's his instrument there? The accordion.
Yeah.
Like busting out a sick accordion solo. So it could be like the, yeah, it feels like it might be, and this would be hard to stomach, but the Weird Al Yankovic story might be a parody, which wouldn't make sense, really.
Right.
You know, like, what are they thinking?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, if you're using him as a character to do a parody, fine. I guess, whatever. Let's see what happens.
I want the gritty facts. Okay.
Exactly.
I want the truth. What's behind up with that sick mind?
Right. Or could you imagine it's so normcore that they're like, dude, this would be the most boring. Dude, your fucking family loved you. Come on now. We need you fucking like maybe building your own accordion out of like loose Band-Aids and toothpicks and shit.
Right. But I feel like there are other memoir type things. Oh, Norm Macdonald did a memoir that was just like, it didn't even claim to be a true story. And there's the movie Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, which I think is George Clooney's first directorial debut. He's interesting in that I feel like every one of his movies has gotten worse and worse, but that one was pretty solid. And it's based on the host of The Gong Show, who like towards the end of his life wrote a memoir where he was like, yeah, I was a CIA spy the whole time. Chuck
kiss,
Barris.
Kiss, bang, and, bang.
Like going around like killing people for the CIA while hosting the Gong Show. And he didn't come out and say, psych, it was a bit. But I think everybody, the whole movie's done kind of tongue in cheek. And it's what if this shit was real?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, look at his. Oh, your dad was a really cool guy, Al. Thanks.
Yeah. Speaking of your dad was a really cool guy, The Fabelmans is a movie that's coming out that is 84 on Metacritic, the Toronto International Film Festival People's Choice Award winner. And it's basically an autobiographical movie from Steven Spielberg about like his childhood, deciding to be a filmmaker. And his mom is like fun, artsy. His dad, I guess, is a successful scientist. And people like it.
I
mean, people like the dang thing.
I can't remember the last time I saw it felt like a good Spielberg movie. Like that was something that was like the 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're like, it's like the latest from Steven Spielberg. And I was like, what the fuck is War Horse? I'm like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
But
even Munich, I wasn't really fucking with that much. People loved Munich. I like Bridge of Spies in a like, this is, it was like a normcore movie almost. It was just like so straightforward. It was like, yeah, this makes sense if this is like a obscure kind of unheralded movie from the 70s that nobody really saw.
Yeah.
But it was a movie that was coming out 20, 30 years later. It was fun though.
When did it all go a bit sideways? Whatever. Anyway.
When he decided not to direct Jaws 2 and betrayed America.
Thank you. Yeah, AI was pretty bad too. But anyway, glad to see you back out there, Stevie.
Was AI before the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull? It was.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Because oof. Like AI was uncomfortable and not a fun watch, but at least it was like, oh, that's an interesting exercise in like trying to make Kubrick's vision come to life with that, like he got a huge budget to fuck with for like what was basically just a project that he was like a curiosity. But it's
It got a little like, you know, you go Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, The Lost World. He did The Lost World?
Yeah, he did do Lost World.
Oh boy. See, that's when I was like,
he was trying to correct the wrongs of Jaws 2.
Then he's like, okay, my bad. Give Us Free, Amistad. Yes. Then he went Private Ryan. Then he went AI, Minority Report, Catch Me If You Can.
Okay.
It was fine. It wasn't like, I don't think it felt like a, like Spielberg films to that point, like when you're like, wow, they're like these huge pieces of shit. I mean, cinema. Catch Me If You Can. I like Christopher Walken's performance in that. But anyway, look, it's good to hear that that name is synonymous with good films again.
I guess. There's a She Said movie, which is about the breaking of the Harvey Weinstein story, starring Zoe Kazan, who's just always a delight. Bones and All. So I didn't really put this together. There's a Tim Chalamet cannibalism horror teen movie coming. It's from the director of Call Me By Your Name, co-starred Armie Hammer.
And he's in it too.
He's not in it.
Oh, okay.
they dodged a bullet with that one. That would have been wild if he was like, bring them all back, baby, let's run it back. Armie Hammer and a cannibalism, what?
Oh, they'll never see it coming, baby.
And then Spirited, a Will Ferrell and another holiday movie, because it is November. It is.
Oh, yeah. Got to do that.
It's time for the holiday movies.
I hope it's bad because I don't like good holiday movies.
Yeah.
They got to be bad. Sorry.
So those are all things that are trending all at the same time. Everyone's talking about it, folks. It has nothing to do with me just being a movie nerd who just like gets excited and watches trailers but doesn't actually see the movies when they come out. The most excited I ever am about a movie is when I watch the trailer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's just diminishing returns from there.
Yeah, for the most part. THC is trending.
This weed company, it's actually a legal cannabis product that I do partake in called Jeeters. They're like these pre-rolled joints. They're getting sued because like these stoners are like, yo, man, you market as having this percentage of THC, but I did my own test and it's like half of what you're claiming. So we're getting like a consumer protection like lawsuit against a weed company, which is very funny to see right now because like it's truly, it's like a huge thing with people who smoke weed and now like in legalized states where you see percentages and people get so caught up and like, well, what percentage of THC is in it? And these ones would be like, these are 35 to 46%. A lot of shit that you're seeing, like, quote unquote, like normal would be around like the 20s. And so something coming through being like, yo, this shit got 46%. And they're putting shit on the side of like the container being like, this shit will get you to Mars quicker than Elon Musk. A lot of people are like, what the, huh? What? So anyway, there people are smoking it. They're like, nah, I think this is mid as fuck. And now they're having to answer for that. So interesting to watch the, like sort of consumer pendulum swing back and forth now in legalized weed.
I mean, you are one of like, does this ring true to you?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There are definitely times where I'll go back to the dispensary and I'll be like, yo, and I'm not trying to be an asshole, but you said that shit was hitting.
Right.
It was not. I told you where I'm coming from. I'm a geriatric millennial whose gateway into weed was Cypress Hill and Half Baked. I have stayed true. So my tolerance level is a little bit higher than most. So it always matters. But at this point, I like really, there's like one person at this one dispensary I go to, like, I know she knows what the fuck is up. So I'm like, hey, be real. Like, be real. And she's like, see, they
say Cypress Hill,
shit.
Be real.
Be real. Thank you. Exactly. But, you know, again, always good to know what your limits are. But also, it's true. The numbers don't always matter. Like, it's not, but I think because it's become shorthand in the marketing for like legalized weed, it's like, dude, it's like so high octane. that now people are running afoul of that.
Was that one video of you chugging a joint on social media? Did you publish that socially? Like I don't know. I've never seen anyone smoke a joint faster than I saw a video of you one time. I think it was when you guys were traveling and you hit a joint and.
Oh, was that when I was in Denmark?
Yeah, in Denmark.
I was in Christiania. Yes. Yeah. Cause again, that was so funny. That's like, that was like a mythical place for kids in the '90s and early. I was like, there's a place in Copenhagen
that's
where
right.
It's all legal. And I was like, let's fucking go. I ripped that. I like you said, I smoked that shit looking like Bernie Mac and Bad Santa. Just like
it was. Yeah. It was Bad Santa quality. It was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. Is that public? Did you post that on social media?
I think it was like on my stories. No, that was definitely on my stories from fucking 2018 or some shit. But
as me, someone who like that. Has panic attacks from secondhand weed smoke, I was like, what the fuck? What is he doing?
Hey, don't hurt yourself, son. Are you winning, son? Yep.
Anyway, that's what it's called, chugging a joint, right?
Yeah. Might as well be. I mean, there's really no way to say you smoked a joint that fucking fast. Like, yeah, I don't know if there's a term for that. Like, you faced it in one go. Look, write it right in with your answer for chugging a joint.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon, October 27th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.